I'm the executive director of Reporters Without Borders Germany. Our 2014 index emphasizes the negative correlation between armed conflict and freedom of information. In an unstable environment, we really see that the media become strategic targets for groups or individuals trying to control news and information and violence of the guarantees enshrined in the international convention. And if we talk about specific countries, we cannot avoid talking about Syria, which is actually rubbing shoulders with the last three countries in the index. Around 130 professional and citizen journalists were killed in connection with the provision of news and information from March 2011 to December 2013. So this is one development. Africa, Mali is really worth to mention, which actually continued its fall and it's now ranked to position 122. And progress in the conflict in north of the country has stalled, but it's preventing really any real revival in media activity. So that's indeed an interesting development. And Central Africa Republic, currently the site of a violent conflict, really suffered the biggest fall, losing 43 places after a year marked by extreme violence and repeated attacks and threats against journalists. And in Egypt, which is now ranked 159, President Morsi's ouster by the army led by al-Sisi freed those media that the Muslim Brotherhood had gagged ever since coming to power, but it marked the start of a witch hunt against journalists suspected of supporting the Brotherhood.
In addition to countries in conflict where you might expect that press freedom could suffer, there's also another very disconcerting trend for democratic countries like the US and Britain, which have also deteriorated. Why is that?
Indeed, in the United States, we really observe a deep fall. It falls 13 ranks in our index. It's now placed on rank 46. And in the United States, we observe really a hunt for leaks and whistleblowers, and it serves as a warning of to those thinking of satisfying a public interest need for information about the imperial prerogatives assumed by the world's leading power. And the same is in the United Kingdom, which has followed in the U.S. wake, distinguishing itself by its harassment of The Guardian. And this is really a sad development that in countries which really in the past have been role models for freedom of information.
What kind of signal do you think does that send if countries that have always said freedom of the press is one of our pillars, if these countries don't support freedom of expression any longer?
Worldwide, it weakens, even in dictatorships, the moral prerogative of, if a democracy now, because countries as United States, as Great Britain, are still demanding from dictatorships or at least authoritarian regimes, democracy, press freedom. But if they themselves really misuse laws against terrorism for fighting leaks, it really weakens their position. And so it weakens the current status of global press freedom.
That's also, I think, the case in a country like Japan, where it would also be a bit unexpected.
In Japan, actually, which is now on rank 59, in Japan is quite similar as in the U.S. and in the United Kingdom, where we really observed a draconic law against whistleblowers. And so that somehow fits in a global pattern, Japan, U.S., United Kingdom, that, and even in Turkey, we talk about other countries, but even in autocratic regimes, that always the fight against terrorism is used as a momentum to fight press freedom. And that's actually a global pattern in Japan, in the United States, but even in autocratic regimes.
Which means journalists are put in the vicinity of terrorists, and it's so they're kind of accused of being terrorists.
That's it. And indeed, yes.
Are there any positive developments in the world compared to last year?
Well, there are some in East Timor, for example, which is actually a country, a small country, but there we really had some, if we talk about the legal framework, some positive development which we observed, and which is positive to state as well that Finland, the Netherlands and Norway really keep their top position if we talk about press freedom.
So some countries still carry the flame, or do you think it's press freedom will continue to deteriorate from now on with so many laws against bloggers and freedom?
Well, from a worldwide perspective, it's quite deteriorating, yes. But we still observe countries keeping the flame.
So what does that mean for an organization like yours, which is very much in favor of supporting free journalism?
Well, with our work changed like that, that we more and more have to talk about press freedom in the Western world. In the Western world, in the past, of course, not everything was good, but it was more a theoretic discussion when we talked about threats and threatening press freedom in the Western world. And our work has changed that we now more and more have to do advocacy work for improving press freedom in the Western world. And that's really a paradigm change for our organization.
Well, good luck for your work, Mr. Mir.
Yeah, thank you.